March 1st, 2025. Welcome to podcast two of This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown in my beloved Banting Park neighborhood. And speaking of downtown, I'm honored to have my guest in this second podcast, Selena Weitzel. Did I pronounce that correctly, or is it Wetzel?
Wetzel.
Selena Weitzel, thank you. And my apologies, I should have had that beforehand. And Selena was mentioned in last week's podcast with Mary Jane Sanchez, talking about downtown Waukesha and the future leaders, the movers and shakers that she's really excited about being in downtown. And one of them, as she mentioned, is Selena Weitzel, the owner of the new Idyllic Bubble Tea Shop that opened up last fall on Grand Avenue there. Is it 820 Grand Avenue? Did I get that right?
802.
Sorry. Good deal. So, but Selena has a background, earned her bachelor's degree in criminal justice from UW-Milwaukee with double minors in poli-sci and Africology. After graduating, she began working at Carson Law Office as a paralegal in 2019. And quickly advanced, working closely with attorneys, law enforcement, undercover organizations, and the DA's office across multiple counties. So her work in the legal field has driven her to take the LSAT and apply to Marquette Law School, as she continues to grow her career. Do you know if you've been accepted yet?
Yeah. Yep.
Congratulations. That is awesome. So, and you also have a license in real estate?
Yes.
And then, this opportunity, the Bubble Tea House, you kind of inherited, right? Someone was starting it and it kind of fell through, and then you kind of took it over and kind of designed everything from the ground up. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So I knew someone who wanted to start this and kind of tried to and couldn't complete the project. So then that is where I stepped in and took over. I saw a vision for Bubble Tea, more or less kind of a new entrepreneurship to bring to the community. And stepped in and took it over. And now here we are.
Wow. That's exciting. And I mean, how's everything going so far?
I'm learning a lot. It's definitely fulfilling. It is something new. It's a big switch from law. Law is very structured, and entrepreneurship is definitely something you have to be adaptable in. So I am adapting and learning. It has been great though, kind of getting to know customers and watching them try new things, being creative, fostering community.
Sure. Well, in addition to all this, I left out one important aspect of your life is you are also a proud parent of twins.
Yes. Yep.
So, how do you balance all that? A young family, you're going to start law school in the fall. Is that correct?
Yep. Yeah. I'll start part-time and then continue on doing the bubble tea shop.
That sounds great.
I'd Fantastic. Say with balancing, it's just kind of about delegating.
Okay.
I try to set a plan for everything I want to accomplish in a day, and I have to learn to flow. You have to
yeah.
learn to flow, and things don't always go as planned, and that's okay.
Yeah.
It's a lot about gratitude and remembering the passions and keep going.
Absolutely. So what is, if I could ask a dumb question, what is bubble tea?
So bubble tea is kind of the new hip sort of drink, or I would say more of a younger crowd. Mm-hmm. It's more playful. The tapioca boba is where it is popular, which
yeah.
is like almost many little yogurt balls.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can also venture off into things like popping boba that first, and then the rest is kind of just, you know, it could be milkshakes, different powder mixtures, syrups.
Wow, so a lot of choices. Do you also offer any food, or is it strictly the tea?
So we do have bakery. We do all the bakery in-house.
Really?
Okay. We have partnered also with Sally's Bakery.
Okay.
And we have all fresh bakery that we get in. We are going to be rolling out paninis, fresh sandwiches. But we will keep our menu, you know, as big as we can keep it. But we also want to stay focused on
keep it simple. Yeah.
On being homemade and
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrific. Do you also have a passion for cooking, or is it just more the kind of the hospitality and the new concept side experience? Of it,
trying new things. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I'd say I would have walked into this and said I want to be a chef or
sure.
cook, but yeah, I think it's been fun experimenting and being more playful with new ingredients, sure, and new product, and sure, watching, you know, customers thrive with it. So
yeah,
I would say my passion is definitely growing in this. I've always had one for creativity.
Sounds great. How'd you come up with the name Idyllic?
Idyllic represents beauty, elegance. And I thought that it would be, you know, a good new sort of name for it. I wanted to bring it down to the community too, because of the fact that we have so many different like ventures down here with all of the cuisine and the differences around us. I wanted to continue that and be something different, make people wonder what it is.
Sure, sure.
Question it and ask questions.
I love it. Conversation. Yeah. And what are your hours currently at Idyllic?
Currently, we are open 11 to 6. We will be changing come summer. It's all about learning this year with data, traffic patterns.
Yeah. Are you open all 7 days, Selena?
We are open every day except for Mondays.
Okay.
Come summer, we're going to probably be open. We're thinking 10 to 7. We are going to do Friday Night Live.
Nice.
The farmer's market. So
great. Oh, good. Oh, farmer's market too. That's terrific. So you're already planning to kind of integrate with the downtown Waukesha traditions.
Yep.
So now you're like me, you're not a Waukesha native, but you chose Waukesha as your home. How did you make that choice? Why Waukesha?
I am from Heartland, which is a small little village.
It's not too far.
Yeah. Yeah. So I wanted more. I love Waukesha because of the people here. I think it's small, but yet you have a little bit of a city vibe. You can socialize more, a little more playful. I wanted to get to know a different area, and then, you know, ventured out this way.
Sure.
And here I am.
That's great. What do you love most about doing business in downtown Waukesha?
I love all of the small businesses around here. I think everybody kind of strives and works together. I think the togetherness aspect is huge here. I'm a big teamwork person. I'm all about fostering community partnerships. I think that we can all do better with each other. I believe in being like a student for life, always want to learn more. And down here is that environment.
Sure. Sure. Now, well said. I like that. We're going to have to, get a copy of that. No, that's a good quote to share about how, what I believe is a very vibrant downtown.
Yeah.
For what you'd call a second city. So
yeah.
Are you getting much business from the Carroll students?
We did just join the Carroll discount program for alumni staff. Okay. We have had them reach out too for us to kind of do some offsite catering.
Okay.
With their events. So a little bit of it, we've had some students in here and we want to try to collaborate more and do study groups, whatever.
Okay. Neat. So, well, and it looks like you're also collaborating with other people and, Mary Jane was telling me about you and some other young entrepreneurs. There was right around that time she posted it's like her profile pic on Facebook, which is it's her, yourself, and a fellow realtor, Monica Bain.
Yep. Yeah.
Do you know Monica well? Is that how like Mary Jane met you guys, or was this kind of like the three of you were there independently and just started talking and hitting it off?
So Mary Jane hosted an event through Amia's. And it was kind of like private tasting and more of an acting.
Sure.
And then from there, I met Monica and everybody there. And Monica's on she also runs and owns the Waukesha Eats page. So she had, you know, referenced a lot. We met, we talked, socialized, became besties. And now we're good.
Apologies for the audio difficulties. We, our dog Popsco here, he is, when I was doing the radio show at 7 to 9 in the morning, he was great. I used to call him the radio dog, but he still needs a lot of training for podcasts. So, I think his mom just got home too. So mom and, our youngest came back, coming back from sleepover.
Adaptability.
Yeah.
Things don't always go as planned.
It sure does. Yeah. So but that's a good, you know, so our youngest daughter is a freshman at Waukesha South. She's one of the few young women in the engineering academy as a 3-sport athlete. What advice do you have for her as she pursues her dreams?
I would say to persevere, stick. You know, I think that's one awesome thing I've learned is you can build anything from the ground up. You just have to be adaptable. You have to persevere, keep pushing. And I think remember the passions.
Sure.
Believe in yourself and use your community, use people around you, outsource, and just don't give up.
Okay. Neat. Are you involved in any other like Waukesha organizations like the DBA or the Chamber of Commerce?
Yep. I'm in actually both of them.
Nice.
I did join both of them. So okay. That is something I have, you know, been learning and involving myself in. I want to continue partnerships, community, mm-hmm. any better way I can help.
Sure. Sure. That's great. And can I ask how many staff do you have there at Idyllic?
We have six people right now.
Okay.
We are going to be hiring more with
really
we're getting That's a lot great. Of events and requests.
Okay.
You know, doing one next week for a nonprofit. We're donating that. The library reached out. They want us to host a class.
Okay.
Farmers Market, Friday Night Live, and just kind of collaborating with other businesses. So with that,
okay,
we'll have, you know, the store running. And
sure. Tell us more about the class that you host.
So it's going to be the first class. We're going to host it this summer.
Okay.
The first class will be 75 people, and wow. it'll be about 45 minutes long. There's been a big interest in this, how it works, what is it, how do you cook it, where do you buy supplies? So we're going to host kind of a class where we can educate you, visualize, and then, you know, give samples out, drinks, things of that sort.
Wow, that sounds like fun. And then also your store, your building's pretty unique, right? Did you say it's the pink building on
it is. We're right on the corner. There. On the corner, and it's pink. You can't really miss us. And inside, it's tons of photo ops. We have a kind of a community wall where you can take a picture with the camera and post it. And
sure.
Yes.
And if you could help me with the geography here, I apologize. Is it right on Grand in Wisconsin, or is it further like south of that intersection?
It's south of it.
Okay. So now I get it. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
But the library is still like kind of across the street from your storefront. Okay. Great. Yeah. So that's still pretty much, that's still downtown. So that's good. Are you getting much library traffic?
I mean, we're going to host a class there. So
that's going to help. Yeah.
That will help. We'll see. Yeah. It's kind of been a year I would say actually a couple of months of just learning. And we opened October 18th and then winter came and winter downtown. We are learning. I'm not sure the traffic we've exactly got yet. We have a feedback form and are just encouraging feedback.
Sure.
So we will maybe venture out more with the study groups.
Okay.
That sort.
Yeah. So it sounds like that you're really, in terms of business development, you're kind of reaching out. You're getting some good traffic, if you will, in addition to like some inbound traffic that's coming in.
Yes, for sure. I think that, I wanted the space to be a hangout and a safe place. There's a lot of places down here, but not a lot of places for, I would say, people that are students.
Yeah.
So I wanted it to be a little bit more than just the library and just be fun and keep the energy good. And
And also to me, what was important during my time in the council is promoting the expansion of the footprint of downtown, if you know what I mean, that it's We there's opportunities to go beyond Main Street there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that extends all the way to like closer to where I live, where if you're taking, White Rock all the way to like 18, that especially with all that residential that was developed there in recent years, I think there's some great opportunities to develop retail and create kind of more of a walking community where, especially with, when we have those nice summer nights and Friday Night Live where people are really doing more walking around and experiencing all of downtown.
Yes.
So
100%.
So how much time do you dedicate on your real estate work, if I may ask?
Well, right now it is, taking more of the back seat with this, sort of taking this opportunity over, the real estate stuff. I just have a drive for creativity and entrepreneurship, and that's where that stood in. It paid off with flipping some houses and running rentals because I then came into this space and redid all of the work here. Mm-hmm. So yes. But I would say right now, real estate, I still like it. I still love it.
Sure.
I will definitely not give that up. I'll be back there.
Yeah.
Always looking for the next.
Well, I think too, with having a retail type business, you're learning about opportunities, I think, or making connections that I could be, could be beneficial. So it's, I think you're well positioned in that regard.
Yeah. Yep.
So, so let me ask, so in addition to this full-time business, which is I'm sure it's a 24/7, being a mother, which is also 24/7.
Yep.
starting your law degree, which I know, you know, you have a full-time job, right, with Carson?
Yes. Yep.
So, do you manage to have time for fun? I mean, it looks like you're having a lot of fun with what you're doing at Idyllic, but what do you like to do for fun?
I would say the fun for me is constantly changing. I didn't know that this would be fun, and it's actually turned out to be great and fun. I just love socializing. I love learning. I love meeting new people. Fun too is being a mom, traveling, getting out there. So I think that I'm kind of learning new versions of fun.
Sure.
Growing up, taking on new business adventures, new opportunities. I'd love to work out, balance.
And you said you're also a Blazer parent, right? Your kids are involved in the Blazer baseball club, which our family was for many years.
Yep. They're in the Blazers. They play softball. Nice. That's awesome. Everybody there is a great organization.
My daughter's a catcher. So
my daughter's too.
They're catching. Oh, really? Okay. Oh, wow. Then yeah. Yep. So when they're old enough where you feel like they need a coach, you know, give us a call.
Yeah. Right. So. I'll send them. And I have two of them. Identical twins. So.
Oh, she would love it. But, yep. Yeah, no, it's really, our daughter's she plays volleyball and she plays basketball. I think she may be retiring from basketball because it's the only sport where she gets hurt in, but, softball's her first love. She's crazy about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mine are still figuring it out. They play basketball right now for the junior Wolverines for West. They love that. They love softball. So I think it's just a matter of, I always tell them, stick to what you started.
Sure.
Play a little bit, have on and figure it out as you go.
Right. So they're in grade school right now, elementary school. Is that correct? Yeah. Okay. That's terrific.
They're in fourth grade.
Fourth grade. Okay. That's great. So yeah, a couple more years before middle school and high school.
I know.
So cherish
I know.
Those moments.
Yep. I know.
That's good. Yeah. Do they get to help out around the store a lot?
Oh yeah, they're in here all the time.
That's great.
They're very great taste testers.
Nice.
And they share a lot of their opinions. Their friends are in here often.
Sure.
It's been great to kind of give back. I've done stuff with school and, you know, hosting some parties here.
Nice.
So I love to do things like that. I love events, love socializing, collaborating, all that.
That's exciting. And so, Selena, in the 2.5 minutes time we have left, what would you like to see in downtown in terms of like new business or concepts that you think would really add a new dimension or make downtown more dynamic, especially as it could benefit your business?
Sure. I would say I'd love just kind of new, younger faces. I am one of the youngest down here and in these committees. I think we need kind of more of, energy that is more playful. I think we also need new faces. We need to learn new things. We need to kind of not be stuck to a script. I would love to outbound more. I would love to see more collaboration, everybody working together, all hands on deck. I also would love to just any opinions. I love when people tell me, hey, do this, try this, let's play with this.
Yeah.
I'd love to also hear any feedback, anything I could be doing better, anything people are interested in. And I think that goes for all the businesses down here.
Okay.
We all just want to know how we can be better and
sure.
On the same team.
Yeah. What, do you have any favorite, I guess, restaurants or bars that you'd like, in downtown Waukesha?
All of them.
Or is that not a fair question given that you're upset?
Yeah. Right. I'm like Idyllic bubble tea.
Yeah. So I meant in addition to your, so.
Aside from here though, I kind of say everything down here. People's is great. Joey's Diner's thriving.
Yeah.
But the golf, crazy golf, that's fun. You know, they have the garage doors that I'm jealous of and I want to get into. But, Mia's is amazing too. That's all handcrafted, which I appreciate because of the dedication and hard work it takes to make your own products.
Sure.
So kind of everything. I love
that. That sounds great. I love it. Selena Wetzel, owner of Idyllic Bubble Tea Shop on 802. Is it North Grand or South Grand Avenue?
North Grand Avenue.
802 North Grand Avenue, the pink house across from the library. I got that right?
Yes.
Yep. Thanks so much for spending what I'm sure is a busy Saturday for you with the you're downstairs in your tea shops. I know you got to get back to work. So thanks so much for your gift of time and sharing your experiences. And we're looking forward to seeing and hearing more great things about you as you grow your career and you grow your business. And thanks again for being a part of this. Thanks to everyone else for joining us. Please remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. Go Ramila Mahagav Galer and see ya.